Pickaxe.
We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.
Jetzt nur du, dein Podcast und eine leckere Auszeit. Ab zu Aldi Nord. Für 2,99 € bringst du deine Mittagspause mit Sushi ins Rollen. Lecker. Und für 1,99 € gönnst du dir danach noch eine kleine Eiszeit. Bei Aldi Nord findest du immer das Passende. Klingt gut? Dann probier die Snacktime Sushi Box ab 205 Gramm für nur 2,99 € oder Mucki Sandwich Eis je 8 Stück für nur 1,99 €. Das ist Gutes für alle zum Aldi-Preis. Jetzt in deiner Filiale. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Hello.
And welcome.
And welcome.
Hello.
This is marvellous.
Hello.
Do you know what? The last TV broadcast I did, unusually, was in Tallinn in Estonia.
Oh, yeah.
And I was doing a show there, and they have a television tower there called the Teletorn, and it's iconic in Estonian history. I'm not expecting you to know that.
No.
It was the sort of iconic symbol of Estonian freedom when they got independence from Russia. And they broadcast the freedom broadcast from this television tower. And the thing is that you can go and do your own broadcast in the basement where they set up some old black and white footage from Estonian history. And you can then do
you walk on shot.
And you sit in and you go, hi. Today in Tallinn, and it's just fantastic. Everywhere should have that.
You could be the Prime Minister of Estonia, couldn't you? I think you've got that look about
you. Yeah, I think
so. What sort of broadcast would you do, though? You know, today, 37 Russians were executed in the town square.
Yeah.
Marvellous success. Marvellous.
Great success. Day.
Yeah, symbol of Estonian freedom, Teletower.
So it was. You could do. Yeah, you could. You pick your subject: weather, cultural. You know.
Sports.
What
is the national sport?
Oppression, violent oppression.
The national sport of Estonia.
I don't know, actually. I haven't. I tell you what, they invented Skype in Estonia.
Did they?
Yeah.
And
they're very proud of it, as you can well imagine.
Estonia's a great place. They did Eurovision there, didn't they?
Yeah.
They shipped old Graham Norton off, I think, probably.
Oh, God, yeah.
Server, do the bit of commentary.
Did they?
I do like Eurovision, don't you?
It's an extraordinary spectacle. I particularly like Lordi, the Finnish winners.
They were fantastic.
Although when you go to Finland, I went to Helsinki as well, and you mention them and people from Helsinki go, oh, no.
it's an embarrassment. To
No.
Oh, no.
Estonia has most of its Olympic medals in weightlifting, wrestling, and cross-country skiing.
You got the Wikipedia page for sport in Estonia.
Yeah.
The fact that exists.
That is brilliant.
They play a unique variant of ice cricket.
Ice cricket?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Ice cricket.
I really want to know what that is.
That's
now.
True, yes, you can play cricket on ice.
Do they use ice lollies as the bats?
Yeah.
Sponsored by Walls.
A scoop of ice cream is the ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have little skates opposed to runs. It must be much more elegant.
Yeah, similar to indoor cricket, six aside, but it's on ice. Okay, I think, pretty much.
Yeah.
I guess everyone's on ice skates.
Yeah, 61% of Estonia is forest. So most of their activities involve hunting, bears, wolves, elk, moose. It's quite a...
Oh, my God.
It's a very outdoorsy sort of
place.
It's
like Canada, I guess, but in Europe.
Yeah. It is the Canada of Europe.
The Canada of Europe.
Estonia. Visit today.
They could use that.
Yeah. I don't think they do. I think it's just for something very generic, like visit Estonia. It's kind of a bit dull.
That's
the Canada of Europe, people would come in there, droves.
They would. They'd get on the steamships. Sail away to the... They'd see the Teletel, the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
In the Bay of Estonia.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be wonderful.
Yeah. It's one of those extraordinary places. It had the tallest building in Europe up until about 1628 or something.
Wow.
And then there was something else somewhere else.
And then someone else built a bigger one.
A bigger wall. Yeah.
A bigger house. They put another story.
They put
a house,
roof on
a
barn.
Stories.
Oh, we have lost title. Back to the drawing board.
God damn Lithuania, always building
Always building bigger. Damn them with their long poles.
Oh my god.
Now what?
Shall we start?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to Simple Simon. Today we're joined by the magnificent Bill Bailey.
Hello.
This is a little quiz show where we ask Simon simple questions about our guest.
Okay.
And you try and get him right. So of course, you may remember Bill starred as Manny in the fantastic series Black Books.
Yes.
So our first question, Simon.
Oh god.
In the second season of Black Books, episode 3, The Fixer, when Manny is in the bath, he wipes his hands dry before handling the toast.
Right.
In the next shot, his hands are covered in bubbles again. So why do you think that is?
What the hell? Because the toast fell into the bath. He had jam. He had a little, like a soap dispenser full of jam. And he dropped the toast in the bath and then he just sort of like tripped it off and then ate it.
Whoa.
Bill, what's the answer?
What am I supposed to... it's all a blur. That sounds very convincing.
Plausible.
That sounds plausible. Eminently plausible. Or it's some terrible continuity error. I'm guessing that's what it was. That's what happened. That's what seemed to make sense.
Okay, well, good. Would you like to give someone some points?
Yes, 100 points.
100 points.
100 points.
And we don't know if that was even the correct answer or not.
No.
Still,
no.
I managed to get 100 points.
Just your recall of that event was well done. So
was fantastic.
I'm giving you 100. 112.
112?
I'm going to give you 112
a bonus
points.
12 points.
A bonus 12 points.
For...
For just for the action of the jam out of the soap dispenser.
It's quite memorable.
It's quite
very
arbitrary.
Enjoyable, the feeling of those things. They should put more things in soap dispensers.
I remember we did have a conversation about the fact that there was all kinds of health and safety issues, about the fact that there was a hairdryer and there was all sorts of things like, oh, well, this encouraged people to use it. And I just think,
God.
You know, if people are going to do that, then really that's...
If people are going to put jam in a soap dispenser, then so be it.
They're beyond help.
Yeah. It's a terrific idea. I'd like to go. I think it would be one of those sort of travel-in breakfasts, you know, where you'd go down the line with your thing and you'd have a whole load of soap dispensers.
Yes.
Yeah. Just one squirt of everything.
Yeah. Tea, coffee, milk.
What, on your toast?
Butter. Well, you'd get everything, wouldn't you?
Why would you have, like, tea and coffee on your toast?
Super absorbent toast.
Could work. Like a spongy toast.
Spongy toast, yeah, like injera.
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 It's the Estonian bread.
No, that's just Ethiopian, actually.
Oh my God, Ethiopian bread, of course, because they put the meat. On the
wrap
bread.
It in the bread,
and then you have a bread napkin that you put the
meat. You eat everything. That's what I love about it.
See, I love Ethiopian
food. Eat the table,
food.
Cutlery, everything.
It's Ethiopian amazing. Food, oh, fantastic. We've had that. This was on the show before.
What do you mean?
Sean
Day-9 plot.
He said his favourite food was Ethiopian.
Yeah, it is. It's quite spectacular.
We have to go.
You've got to check it out. It's made from fermented wheat called teff, and it creates this gigantic bread plate out of this stuff called injera. And
injera.
Basically the meat is placed upon the bread, so the bread becomes the table, plate, everything. So you eat your way through the table,
plate. Do you
plate,
put like a napkin like in?
Yeah, you can if you want.
Like a bread. Just a loaf of bread.
A bread napkin.
I do know a little bit about Estonia, because there was this QI type.
Ethiopia.
I think there was they have these sort of big monoliths or like monuments made out of rock called steles. I think they're called steles or steels or something like that.
Mm.
And during the war, I think Hitler, or Mussolini, took one of them back. It was about
Mussolini, one of those
bad
men.
Yeah, it was a wrong one.
I think it was Mussolini took a big...
Up to no good.
One of them, like a huge one, it weighed about a ton, back to Ethiopia.
Yeah.
And relatively recently, you know, it was shipped back at great cost.
Oh, I see.
Back.
As a kind of a sort of restoration
of
historical legacy. Yeah.
Here's your
still national legacy back from a long time ago. Yeah,
wrongen.
Buggers. Crikey, well, there we go. That was a good first question. Bill also auditioned for the part, lesser known, this fact, part of Gimli in Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Did he?
Why do you think he ultimately didn't get the role?
Because John Rhys-Davies is a better... No, it's not John Rhys-Davies. Yes, John Rhys-Davies is a better actor than Bill Bailey and has been in a lot more things as a professional actor. so he got the role.
Wow! What an iceberg!
Oh my God! Not the lights!
He's got
Don't do the lights.
The button.
Don't
it says on
lights.
And off.
It's like the
everything will go off. Don't do it, Bill.
No,
it's like the ultimate.
That's probably true, but
he's taller.
He's very good at. He looks very dwarf.
He looked pretty dwarf-like.
But, I mean, he has a fantastic face. He has a wonderful...
He's got a fantastic face.
Well, he has got a... But he has got
lovely,
a very...
Lovely
he's
blue
got
eyes.
A very sort of expressive face.
Mm.
And the also, the other thing was, he's got a Welsh accent. He's got a beautiful Welsh accent, John Rhys-Davies. And they were looking for a regional accent. And they wanted something that was...
Because dwarves, they usually have a Celtic...
Well,
accent.
They wanted something that was that could counterbalance the other accents in the film, because there was, the hobbits have quite a lot of, there's a bit of West Country, you know, old Mr. Frodo, you know, there's a lot of that.
I like how you did a West Country accent, yet your normal speaking voice is a West Country
well,
accent.
Well, I was just accentuating for effect.
Yes.
Yeah. Just should there be any doubt. But yeah, there was a... So I just thought, that was probably my own error, because I went and said, I did it West Country, and they were going, well... And they're like thinking, no, the Hobbits
we've
are West Country.
The Hobbits are full.
Oh, that's hard.
We've
done.
Got all the Hobbits.
West Country's done.
Hobbits for last week.
That's last week. We're out of dwarves. That's Welsh. If I'd gone and, put that axe down or something. I can't remember the words.
Yeah.
But that's probably why I didn't...
Put that axe down on the goblin's head.
Put that axe down over there near that goblin orc thing. Mm-hmm. So that's it. The thing is, that's where you need preparation. If you know what they're looking for in an audition, this is a little tip for everyone going for film auditions. Good preparation. Get your accents right. If I'd gone... totally off the wall, like gone somewhere else. Like as I say, I've gone Scouse, Geordie, something like that.
Oh.
I would have been in with a chance.
I don't think the world's ready for a Liverpudlian dwarf.
A little cheeky dwarf drinking.
Come on then,
go on then, toss me. Is that Liverpudlian?
I think they're ready.
They're ready
for a fight.
Maybe.
They like drinking. Yeah. You know,
that's Gandalf. He's boss, isn't he? You know. That's more the sort of thing, like a little, you know.
You've got to have the...
He's got a bit of swagger.
Yeah.
You know. But yes, I've got the wrong accent. That was probably... And, of course, he's got a marvellous voice and a beautiful face for classical dwarf work.
Mm. Many, many hours of dwarf.
So the real answer isn't that he's a barrack.
Well, you know, he could be. I don't know how you gauge these things.
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
It's very hard to act when you're...
I might have to mark you down on that.
Oh, Christ.
He was in, what's it called? Sliders. Was it Sliders?
Oh, he was the
He went through wormholes.
Wait a minute. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so he's got form, basically. That's
probably
what
fantasy
it is.
Kind of roots.
Yeah.
He's got fantasy roots.
He's got fantasy credentials, I think.
Yeah. Certainly, yeah.
So maybe that's it. That's what swung it.
How many points is he getting for that, Bill?
47.
47. I think that's very generous under the circumstances.
Could have been a lot worse.
Because that was
I could have docked you 1,000 points for that.
Okay. That's very fair, thank you.
159. So Bill, of course, big lover of animals, as you know. Great and small. What animals do you think Bill doesn't like?
Ooh.
And why?
That's a tricky one, isn't it?
What animals he might be like afraid of, maybe, or he just is repulsed
phobic.
By? Yeah, chickens. I think
must be.
He looks like a man who
of.
Would probably be disconcerted by the presence of a live chicken. You know, maybe it would put him on edge. You'd find it hard to relax around a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
If he was sat down in a restaurant and he just brought a chicken in front of him, I think that would ruin his meal. Even if he didn't order chicken.
And anyone else.
Yeah, and the rest of the table.
The world's population.
Yes. I don't know what... Bears. He doesn't like bears. No, he wouldn't like a bear. A full, live, 8-foot bear.
Angry bear.
Yeah.
In the restaurant.
Yeah, in a restaurant. I didn't order this. What's going on?
Looming over you. If I was standing next to a bear in a river... and we were hunting for salmon, then I would be. I'd be in competition with the bear, so I would be scared of it.
Right.
But if it was a bear in a restaurant, the circumstances would probably mean it was a tame one.
Mm.
And also there is actually in Estonia.
Would it have ordered
on about
a salmon?
It, they,
what if you both they, ordered salmon? There's only one
exactly,
salmon left.
Exactly, there's one salmon left. The bear would
that bear on the other table
fling you across the room.
He's looking round, he's giving you
they do
eye.
Eat bear there, so yeah, you might even get served bear.
Yeah, Estonia, good grief.
Anyway. So
there's a salmon sitting at the table who's ordered bear.
That's it. Yeah. In your face, you big bear. No, I would say that you're wrong.
Okay. I had a feeling I would
there
be.
There you go. I wouldn't be upset. I would not be disconcerted.
Well, you know,
by a chicken. Well, what are you talking about? I've kept chickens. So in
against their will.
Kept them, yes. I've kept them from doing what they wanted to do. Kept them back.
Held them
You've
back.
You've held back a chicken.
I've thwarted poultry's dreams.
It wanted to, you know, take a year off, it wanted explore to Europe, and you were like, no. You know,
back to chicken school.
It particularly wanted to visit Estonia. It wanted to go.
So, it wouldn't have gotten on with the bears.
No, it wouldn't. They really hate them. They're the arch enemy. So, you know, chickens, I'm fine with chickens. Bears, I'm fine with bears. I've
tickled a bear.
Do you know, I've hugged a bear.
You've hugged a bear?
I've hugged a bear, yeah.
A real bear?
An actual live bear.
Was this in the river when you were started working together to get the salmon and afterwards you sort of bonded?
You had a drink or two. Things just progressed.
Went on from there. Come on, let's let the whole salmon
There was only
go.
One sleeping bag.
On. They went back to the bear's cave. Your cave or mine.
Yeah, so bears, I'm cool with bears. Yeah. Chickens, you're way off.
No.
What's the answer?
You're way off. If you'd said...
Goldfish. Terrified of goldfish.
No. Actually, do you know what? I'm slightly unnerved, and I know this sounds it's a bit obvious, but you're...
Worms.
Men whistling, doing that. No.
Okay.
People doing that. No, snakes. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm
like
a little snakes. Bit wary of them.
Indiana Jones is... Yeah, you're okay.
I mean, they can kill you, some of them.
They can. Many of them are absolutely fine and harmless. And I've held snakes, you know, and posed with them in the traditional manner, with them round your neck, you know, and you do that and you go, see?
What, like burlesque?
Yeah,
style.
Yes, in my cabaret act.
In the jade dress that you
jade
wear.
The jade onesie that I nearly wore. But yeah, I'm a little bit wary of that. So you're way off.
Oh.
So I'd have to dock your points here.
Okay, so minus points.
Minus, I don't know, I'm going to say 72 points.
Oh, that's harsh.
Yeah,
that is so harsh.
36 per animal.
Okay.
159 minus 72. Can you do that in your head?
Don't you have an app on there that has a calculator on it?
Probably, yeah. Round it up, say he's down to 80.
Okay.
So we're saying I'm on 80. 80-ish.
Okay. Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
Bill's added a couple of animal-related questions here.
Has he?
No, he didn't. I made them up. But,
okay.
but Bill should probably Bill. Know the answer okay. to them. So, so Simon, true or false, ants will enslave other ants, keeping them captive, much like Bill keeps poultry captive, and makes them do work for him, for the colony.
What's this got to do with Bill? Bill has a colony of ants, and he's the queen.
Is it true or false? Ants enslave other ants, keeping them captive, making them do work for the colony.
It's true.
Do you think that's true?
Yeah.
Is that true, Bill?
Yeah, I reckon it is.
It is true. It is true.
Yeah. So do we both get points for that
one? I don't
one?
Know.
Sure. How does that work?
I don't think...
You get 10 points each.
I don't
You're up to 10.
10.
I did ask Terps to help me write the questions, and I'm not sure he got the idea of the quiz.
No, I don't think he's watched it and
right
he's been
off.
On it. So
that's true. There is another true or false question here.
Go on.
The Eurasian badger.
Okay.
Yes. Do you know the Latin for all this?
You're a big fan.
Yeah. The Eurasian badger, Melis.
Very good.
Yeah.
Really?
Very antisocial compared to their American cousins. Is this true or false?
I would say yes. They don't return phone calls. They don't respond to emails.
Mm-hmm.
My mate Jeremy is actually a Eurasian badger.
You built him a tunnel under the road.
I haven't heard from him in like 3 years.
Nothing.
Couldn't even remember what he looked like.
I send him birthday cards. He never sends me anything on my birthday. Jerks.
What's the answer to that, Bill?
I reckon that's false.
It is false.
Yeah.
So Jeremy is just an asshole.
He doesn't like you.
Far more social.
He is hanging out with a load more badgers you don't even know about.
He's in with a bad crowd of badgers.
Yeah.
Badgers.
On the wrong side of the set.
Badgers.
They're very sociable, Eurasian badgers. They're always sharing stuff.
Always down the pub.
They're always like hanging out. Yeah, you can use the set. You know, it's a very big, gigantic badger community. One of the biggest, friendliest communities in Europe.
Okay,
apart from, of course, the Estonian Skype community. Which is probably the best of all.
Skype. invented in by an Estonian in Estonia.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. I think you both get some points there.
Yeah.
I got it wrong.
You got it wrong.
So Bill's so up to 20.
20?
Yeah.
Bill, you're up to how?
20.
I'll give you 40.
Whoa, what?
And he's on 80. He got it wrong.
So I got 10 for knowing
the word badger.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then 40
for getting all the questions
and all
right.
That other stuff.
So you're on 50 then?
50. And Simon's on, what are you on, Simon?
90, I think.
90.
You got first one right, but then you got the second one wrong. So you're actually going to be back.
No, that's fine. No, you carry on with your points there. Yeah, your big 90 points.
So you're at 80.
Good. Just enjoy yourself.
I'm very proud of those 90 points.
Enjoy those points, because you're going down.
We're going to carry on with the animal questions. I know this might be slightly worrying for all of your menagerie of pets and animals at home, but what is Bill's favourite, his number one most favourite pet, even though he might not admit it to that, to the others?
So Bill's house is on fire. He made some chips late at night, and fan just went up.
The chip fan.
And he got like a big pail of water and threw it on it, like an idiot.
They always have a pail hanging handy.
Yeah.
We always have a broomstick.
I imagine there's a lot of pails.
Flaming torches around the place.
Oh,
you picture him in some
trap.
Sort of medieval cabin.
Pretty much. Sawdust and straw on the floor.
Yeah, not far off, actually.
Milking stool.
The whole house is made of very dry wood.
dry wood. We use moss to clad it.
Yes. Yeah. Very dry.
And you cook the cowpats in the fire to for heat.
Very dry cowpats.
Yes. Oh yeah, we use that. We use
so the whole thing is just waiting to go up.
So you're saying we live in some kind of death
tinder
trap?
Box.
Yes. And all
with
of
animals.
Your houses live inside the house.
Right.
And you've only got time to get one animal out of it. Ferret. Your favourite ferret.
Okay.
Clive.
Clive the ferret.
Clive your ferret.
Okay. And you're getting that, how you're getting the, I'm sending vibes of a ferret to you?
And more like a scent.
A scent. Pheromones.
From your trousers.
All right.
Maybe there's a sort of a vague
down the trouser thing. Well, I have to say, you're way off.
That's not ferret that
you're
I'm getting.
Way off. That's
what
not
is,
ferret.
What, that's you.
Ferret, I'm afraid.
That's his lunch. It's a sandwich.
It was a sandwich.
I covered myself in anti-mate. I've just come from a hunt saboteur meeting. I'm covered as an anti-mate. No.
Anti-bear. Anti-bear.
No, it wouldn't be a ferret. We haven't got a ferret.
You haven't got a ferret?
No, we haven't got a ferret.
You're from the West Country. You keep animals and you don't own a ferret.
We don't own a ferret.
Ferrets
I know.
Are very friendly.
It seems like a
pretty lovable, friendly animal.
We've really missed out. We've got dogs. We've got a chameleon.
A chameleon?
Yeah. We've got parrots, starlings, pigeons, worms. We've got locusts.
You can't really have a pet worm.
We're not pets. They're food,
they're
really.
Bait.
They're in the garden.
Yeah, I mean,
really
the chameleon eats a locust. I always feel very bad because when you hand a chameleon the locust...
it never says thank you.
Well, he never says thank you. And also, you have to douse the locust in vitamins to bulk up the... chameleon's muscles or something.
That's quite
and,
nice, actually.
So, but when you put the chameleon, when you put the locust in the magic vitamin dust, it thinks, it's getting a sort of bath or something. And I always feel bad because it goes, oh, this is nice. And I'm going,
you won't be enjoying it for long.
Seasoning.
That's what they do about with KFC, you know. They cover all the live chickens in a special sort of sauce, and then they...
All right, and the chickens are going, oh, great,
this is delicious. This is nice.
Every day they get that.
Oh, I smell wonderful. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is such a treat.
Where are we going? I hear bubbling.
We're going to a club.
Is this a spa?
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, no, it wouldn't be that. It would be the chameleon.
A chameleon,
yeah. It's not the friendliest of pets, but, you know, it's precious.
You don't get much affection from a chameleon.
You get nothing from it.
Well, not very cuddly.
Sometimes it'll stare at you as though it doesn't want to kill you.
Yeah.
Or without indifference in its eyes.
Oh, it does goodness. That.
What's its name?
For hours and hours. Well, the original chameleons were called Posh and Bex. I don't know how or why. And then one of them escaped.
Which one?
Well, Posh. She got
Posh.
Away.
And, go away.
And you never think a chameleon, because chameleons move very, very slowly.
Deliberately.
And it somehow escaped from the bathroom.
Well,
I don't know how.
Maybe it's because they can disguise themselves.
Yeah, but not so as objects.
It was wearing a false moustache.
Yeah, but
and
you
a
know.
Pair of glasses.
Well,
I thought it was just colours.
It had an overcoat on with the other queen underneath, but only one of them managed to get out.
We're going to go to Bill's house. We're going to go in the kitchen, and there's going to be all these camouflage chameleons all around us that he hasn't noticed. Yeah. It's just going to be all the babies.
Yeah, there's hundreds of them.
You pick up a pail. That's not a pail.
Oh my God!
That chameleon's disguised as it was a bucket.
Oh,
wow.
That would actually be good, though, in a...
It just made me think about loads of stuff in my house now.
Like well, now, you know, to go around, you should get, you know, a checklist and just, you know, tick off all the dangerous things.
Wow.
Get rid of those naked flames.
Yeah.
It is true, though, because, you know, famously, you know, you don't notice the things in your house. Like, you know, my dad put up half a tennis ball to show that, you know, not to bang your head on the stairs when you go by. And
did he?
5 years later, he didn't know that tennis ball was there anymore. But everyone else came around the house thinking, why is there a tennis ball off a bit of string hanging off the stairs?
That is a little
stairs.
Bit weird.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, though. That's a...
But it was tough tennis balls everywhere. It was like a lunatic's house. And it's the same with you. You know, you go for a mug and you get a chameleon instead.
Yeah. Whoa!
You feel the chameleon.
Another SKP. Okay. So, it would be the chameleon. Not the ferret.
I was hoping...
But let's give me a point, though. I have to try and look into
the ferret.
I was hoping
you would be named Clive.
So, for potentially saving your life, and the lives of your family and all of your pets.
Well, hold on. When did it become the lives of my family as well?
Well, they got to get out of the burning house as well.
Okay.
Whilst you're fucking around trying to get a chameleon.
Help!
Help!
Get back into the flames! Well, we saved it. Where's he gone?
Clive.
It's disguised himself as a fire.
That is not a good defence mechanism, is it?
No, it
isn't. So surely some points for, you know, potentially...
Yeah, okay, 100 points.
100 points.
100 of your finest points.
So I'm 190.
180.
180!
Yeah. Great.
That's a good question. So, Simon, do you think Bill is any good at darts?
Wow. Following on, it's funny that that's the next question.
I do have to make him up as I go along a little bit.
Right. Does Bill like darts?
Yeah.
Maybe in his younger days.
Better idea.
Oh,
what's
okay.
Bill's favourite pub game?
There you go. Darts.
Pub game.
Cribbage.
Shuffleboards.
If I just name all of them, one of them would be right. No, I've got to settle on one.
Ooh,
no, I think a good game of cribbage.
I think he
enjoys the cribbage.
The little Who Wants to Be a Millionaire machine.
I think, you know,
in the corner.
No, he doesn't waste money on that nonsense.
No, God, no.
You know, in his youth, he would have played a bit of pool and a bit of darts. But I think, you know, as he's mellowed with age, he enjoys a good cribbage. With a small sherry.
A cribbage and a sherry.
It's just a tiny glass.
You've seen me as some sort of
pop the monocle in.
Some kind of dowager.
half a cider.
Yeah, cherry and a game of cribbage. Yes, it'd be marvellous. No, you're way off again.
Way off.
What are you doing?
He's in the garden doing the balls.
Bowling.
You know, bar. What's that?
Sally.
Thing? No,
Old
when you
Sally,
do
down.
The
Aunt Sally.
Skittles.
Oh.
Yes.
Skittles?
Skittles.
Oh, that's the best bar.
In a bar?
In a bar, of course.
Yeah, we've done that.
Skittles in a bar?
Skittles in a bar.
You're missing out if you've never done that.
It's active. You're getting, you're working your
arm.
Your glute arms.
Your glutes.
Your
ass.
Your ass.
I don't know what you're bowling the ball with.
But then there's my second favourite would be that game with the bar billiards game, which is like pool. Or one of those games, but they have those wooden mushrooms that you balance over the holes.
Oh,
and you can't hit the wooden mushrooms because that's points off, and you have to then just sneakily get the ball all around the angles to get in the holes.
Yeah,
that's a game. Actually, it's a very bad game to put at a pub because any kind of a whiff of alcohol and you're useless at it.
Yeah.
So you have to be stone cold sober. So in fact, it's a very poor game to put in a pub or anywhere they serve alcohol. But Skittles, that'll work you.
When you said lining up and bar, I thought it was going to be, you know, like drinking game with like 10, you know, tequila shots or something.
Oh, right, yeah. No. Well, that as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's goes without saying.
Knock the balls around the tequila.
So not cribbage.
Not cribbage. No, I'm sorry. I'm disappointed you there.
With your sherry.
You had some vision of me in in a little pub somewhere.
In a little
top
dress.
Hat.
With a stovepipe hat.
Yeah.
On a big pipe. Like,
at your gentleman's club.
Sit in front of a roaring fire, leather seat. Beautiful.
A roaring chameleon. Yeah.
Oh, no.
They're everywhere. Oh, they're all over it. They're all in the pub.
No, that's the ferret, isn't it, Clive?
Clive's the ferret, yeah. He escaped as well, got eaten by the chameleon. Oh,
you should get a ferret. You should get a ferret.
No, I'll have to get a ferret. I'll look into that.
Very lovable, very loved. They give them to sort of ill people and they cheer them up.
Do they?
Yeah.
Very good saying. Yeah, right. Therapy.
Therapeutic animals. Oh. They also use them to wire up planes. You know, they give a ferret like the wiring in the planes. They run down the fuselage. True.
Are you
still
really?
Used by BAE
really?
Systems? They've got a division, a brigade of ferrets in little hats, little uniforms.
Right.
And they maintain the
they
plane.
They have badges repairing the undercarriage.
That's right. Bear pilot
on their backs. On those weird wheelie things that they have. Yeah. What are those things?
Bear,
it's like a skateboard.
Bear cars. That's what they're known as. Yeah. Motorised vehicles for large mammals. Yeah.
Secure at the airport are just cougars on Segways.
What, cougars in the other
mountain
sense?
Lions, sort of.
Well, you would
not
hope.
The, no.
Who would do all the baggage, all the heavy lifting?
Elephants.
Elephants doing the baggage.
This is a very lively airport.
Getting the suitcase with their trunks and...
Yeah.
Taking them over to the baggage.
I like the sound of this. I love this animal airport you've invented.
Who would the sort of, you know, the staff, you know, the hostesses?
But the mostesses.
So it'd have to be something slender.
Long-legged
octopus.
Ostrich.
An octopus.
Yeah, to handle all the passports and stuff. You know,
that would be good.
Drinks.
Enjoy your flight.
Enjoy your flight.
Tea or coffee.
That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it?
And they could do eight at
one
time.
Chicken
one
or the fish.
Exits are here.
Fish.
One movement.
Yeah, all the exits.
They're
everywhere.
But if there's eight exits, what would it be standing on? Suddenly it would just go, because the two it was standing on.
Well, no, there'd be like a harness.
So the octopus would be dangling.
In a harness, and then on rails that could go up and down, like on a tracking system. So the octopus would just up and down the aisle.
Oh my God!
Taking drinks,
all the seats would be Teletubbies.
Yeah,
and then you'd be able to sort of sit on the back of the behind the Teletubby. See.
Yeah,
but you'd also have like the Teletubby's crotch underneath the TV.
That comes down.
So where you'd be storing your magazines,
it's a Teletubby pouch
would be
it's like a kangaroo's
Teletubby's special area.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, that doesn't work out. But I'm liking the animal.
We'll put that last one
on
hold.
Yeah.
Well, other thing, everything else is fine.
Pilot is a wasp.
A wasp.
Yeah. And then his co-pilot comes in, and it's a human, and the wasp just goes, freaks out. There's a human in the cockpit with it.
Oh, my goodness. I've got very good all-round vision with the wasps. That's perfect for the pilot. Bill, a big musician. Big player of all kinds of instrument. What is the most unusual instrument that Bill Bailey has played?
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh.
That's a great one.
Oh, that's a tricky one.
You get points off for thinking.
He's been... Wow. So I should just instantly know, is that what you're saying?
You know.
I don't have encyclopedic knowledge about your life.
Well...
I should do, because then I wouldn't be prepared for this.
Yeah, but I like your lack of preparation.
I'm not supposed to prepare, because that would be cheating. I have to
hence the,
make
the whole
educated
name of
guesses.
The thing. Yeah, I see.
Yeah, simple. I've got to be simple.
You've got to be simple, Simon. Not well-prepared, brief Simon.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right. That's what's the fun in that?
If I just got everything perfectly right, there would be no humour in this whole
point,
absurd situation.
Right, it's just a laminated list of
exactly,
questions.
Exactly, exactly.
No, of course.
So, you're well-travelled, you've been around...
Been around, oh yeah. Been around.
I didn't mean in that sense, but sure,
round,
in that
round,
sense.
Get around, he gets around, oh, get around. Round, I get around.
Why?
Turn into Nevermind the Buzzcocks.
We're just doing like we're filling in for your thinking.
Come on, yeah,
time.
It's like thinking music.
I know, it's like it's
we
kind
do,
of.
Do, 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 do,
give us a region of the world.
What's that?
It's classic thinking music.
Is it thinking music?
It's what goes on in his brain. Yeah.
Is that what's happening now?
Yeah.
No wonder
like a monkey,
it's really
like cranking a handle.
That was going on the whole time. I'm going to think
it'd be like a jack in the box.
Just like a giant wasp in my head.
I think
You can see things whirring.
I'm thinking some.
This isn't helping. This is so distracting. Oh my god!
Thinking music. So just be somebody going, come on, no pressure, come on.
Oh yeah, that's like exams, isn't it?
It's horrible. I'll give you a clue.
Give us a country. Yeah, give me a clue. Place the world. Oh,
give me a clue.
Joke. Oscar's lying. No, I'll give you a clue. All right. I'm trying to look around for something that vaguely. There's nothing.
There's a guitar there.
Hang on a minute. Okay. All right. Oh, wow. I've just.
It's not plugged in.
It's attached to
the Christmas tree.
Something. All right. Okay.
Well, I would hope it was a stringed instrument.
So this is a clue. You're chumming me like a snake.
Yeah. Ah. There you go. You're getting the idea.
Yeah. What kind of sort of country would that bring to mind?
Wales.
Wales.
Home of John Rhys-Davies.
Home of the better acting. You're really skating very close to the edge.
Because you've got a phobia of the snakes, you've learned the whole.
The meaner I am, the less points I'm getting.
That would charm the snakes. No, this is. It has a. What part of the world?
India.
Yeah, nearly.
Pakistan.
No, keep going.
Tibet.
Go left.
Nepal. Left.
Left. Turn left.
Left. What do you mean west?
Left to India.
West.
No, left.
When you get to India, turn left.
Sri Lanka.
Straight on.
Right.
Australia. No. I've gone too far.
Stop.
It's the exit.
Do a U-turn.
I'm
going
to turn around.
Go back.
Polynesia. Is that even a place?
That's not even contiguous.
Siam.
That's an old word for Thailand. You're using old words for countries now.
Rhodesia.
You're going way. Persia. You're going way back.
I'll go back in time.
The Holy Roman Empire.
Try and recalibrate yourself.
Okay. Right. India.
Yes. Turn left.
Go west.
You're looking at India. You're standing looking at India. Upper India. North. You're looking north at India. And you go, no. Go left.
India's in front of you.
You don't want to go.
Mountains.
Don't go up there. What are you talking about? Not this time of night.
No. Wait.
Excuse me.
Ah. No. Wait. Ah. Afghanistan.
That's it. Now you're getting close.
Somewhere else. Think of another stand.
Very close to Afghanistan. No, turn right. Turn right and go down. There'll be a light on.
What's there? What's that?
Pass the little chef.
Yeah.
Pass the little chef.
Actually, ironically, it's an old word. One of your old words. You know, you love your old words for countries. Think of one of them. And there was a game and a film.
Cluedo.
What?
Clue.
Cluedo. That famous country. Cluedo.
It's Tim Curry's in the movie. It's
Cluedo.
Clue.
Yes. Chad, formerly Cluedo.
Ooh.
Prince of
Jumanji.
No. Persia.
Persia, yes, Persia.
Persian instrument.
What's Persian
instrument
now?
Which is modern day Iran.
Okay.
So it's one of them. It's an instrument.
An Iranian instrument.
Yes. It's also the name of an alien from Doctor Who. There's a big clue.
Goodness.
Sontaran.
No.
Oh damn, that sounded good.
I'd like to play one.
Yeah, I'd play a Sontaran, wouldn't you?
There's been a lot of The silence.
That's quite
your
an favourite
instrument. Is my favourite instrument.
All instruments are shut down.
No, wait. With
the Iranian instrument is silence. God.
Yes, come on. You must. Is it the
Chang?
The Chang.
Yep.
Wow.
Stop cheating.
Stop. Look at that.
Stop looking it up on Wikipedia.
I'm not. Well, look. This is the access we have these days. We have this instant feedback. I can just search for things. I found the Estonian national instrument. It's the kanal. Have you played one of them?
Wow, a canal.
Looks good, doesn't it?
It looks a bit like a bit of a dulcimer.
Yeah, it's
amazing,
a kind of
it?
It's
a zither.
It's a zither.
It's a zither.
It's a special zither. It's like a kind of if a guitar was just made out of a block of wood.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
I know. It's
some nails.
It's rudimentary.
Daleks.
No.
The Daleks.
The Cylons.
No. You're going way back. I'm thinking recently.
I don't think I can. The Glockenspiel. Oh God! What the hell are they called?
Squid.
Ood.
Oh. You got it in one. Well, he didn't. He got it in a ridiculously...
He got it in less than 100.
Ridiculously tortuous route.
One.
Well, I finally spelled it out for you. You got it in 1 second.
You got it in one.
Ood.
Thousand.
Ood. That's it. Well done. Well done.
Oh, God. Yeah. Knackered.
That was an ordeal, fellas.
Jeez.
Well, holy crap.
It's a 10-stringed instrument similar to a lute. And it originates in Iran.
There we go.
And that's my favourite.
Good. Whew. What could you play on it?
Not that much.
Jingle bells.
Pretty much. Three blind mice and an assortment of Persian
love
ballads.
Oh crikey! You charm the Persian, the badger. They come along and they are. They just love it.
Persian badgers.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I think that is
so how many
that
points
is, that, is, that? That is well enough.
What am I on at the moment?
You're on 50.
Right.
He's on 180.
He's on 180.
Right. So if I dock him 131, okay. I win by one.
Yes, but there is one final question.
That could be the decider.
Okay. All right then.
Okay.
Go for it.
So you're equal on 50 apiece, or are you going to put him on 49?
I'm going to put myself one ahead
okay.
on 50.
If you're on 50, 49. I'm on 49.
And this is for 2 points.
You have played this very strategically, Bill.
So it's all down to this question.
I don't like this.
Okay.
This is just...
So, of course, Simple Simon wasn't a pieman, but he met a man.
He was a pieman.
Yeah, and therefore he knows a little bit about pies.
Actually, wait, you put your iPad down. You don't know. Well, you're off iPad.
Well, I know the question.
You've got
the
an
question.
Update, Lewis.
Oh, sorry, it's just a game. It's just one of my games. It's telling me to play me.
Okay.
So, what is Bill Bailey's favourite pie filling?
His favourite pie filling. Oh. Very traditional, I think.
West Country fella.
Steak and ale pie. With peas, garden peas, minty peas. Steak and ale pie.
Said that in a very
peas.
Attractive minty peas.
Minty peas.
Yeah.
Mind you, not normal peas.
Minted peas. Petit pois.
Minty petit pois avec le menthe.
Mint. Menthe.
Du menthe, oui.
Bien sûr.
A little pie with the steak in a rich sauce with the ale on a little pea.
I thought we were going to just transition into French then.
I don't know what happened. Turn into some dingless French. Turn into a cooker and say, is this pie? Is this buffet? Okay, what?
Nice little
what
pie.
Pastry?
I want you to eat the pie in your mouth.
Flaky, short crust puff.
I beg your pardon.
We've never had so much detail on this.
I reckon you
realised
like
our folly.
A flaky pastry. You enjoy a good flaky pastry. With
yes, I do.
With a steak and ale filling.
Yes, I do. This is worryingly close to like the bullseye you've hit here, Simon.
Is there anything I'm missing? Am I missing?
You're missing the other
kidney?
Crucial ingredient to this delicious feast. You've got your pie.
Mashed potato.
That's,
and you don't like it really smooth. You like lumpy mashed potato.
I like it lumpy. I don't like it sieved.
People
with
are going to think this is
like,
fixed.
Skin still on it, even just to give it a bit of taste.
Bit of dirt, maybe a twig in it or something.
Of course you do.
How do you?
Man's potato.
This is the second time in a row Simon's got it.
You've got
bullseye.
That is uncanny. No, that genuinely, that is. I'm actually
you did
a little
have a
bit
real losing streak.
Yeah, I got it back at the end. Though.
You've got.
I won.
You won.
I beat Bill Bailey.
You've won.
I've beat Bill Bailey. Eiffel Tower, beat him.
You beat me.
Ground
I was going to say, if
you,
I nearly said short crust, but if I'd said that, I'd have felt bad because it's actually flaky. Mm. So you won.
I won.
Well, look, that was flipping spectacular, everyone.
Well done.
I had a fantastic
ending.
Time.
Wow. What a happy ending.
What a cliffhanger.
Thank you. Well,
how was that a cliffhanger?
It was, because
I
nearly won.
Yeah.
But you didn't.
No, so it's...
So I won.
Disappointment, really.
Disappointing for you.
Me?
Glorious victory.
Glory for you.
And bitterness.
Warm filling inside of me. Much like your favourite pie.
Much like my favourite
pie. Isn't
that
pie? Delicious warm filling?
Oh. Lovely.
Thank you, everyone. See you next time on Simple Simon.
Thank you, Bill Bailey.
You're most welcome.
Us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I hope you've learned something.
About...
Stuff.
Yeah, you should have
done. Dude.
Estonia.
Yeah, it's the
visit
classic.
Visit today.
Visit today. Come, visit. We have Skype.
We do not have telephone.
No.
But we have a Skype.
No. Also, not very much electric. But Skype, oh!
Many forests. Please visit. We are poor.
Can I press this off switch now?
You can.
Go on.
Boof.
Go on.